how much of the blame for whatever happened to Jamal Khashoggi should land at the feet of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman? This is a key question in the disappearance, it appears the likely murder, of the dissident Saudi journalist. Turkish officials have identified 15 men who they say were present at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul the day that Khashoggi disappeared. The New York Times has now linked several of those men to bin Salman's security detail and to bin Salman himself. Maliki Brown is one of the journalists on that Times story. He joins me now, and I should warn listeners, some of the details that we may be about to discuss may be grim. Maliki Brown, welcome.
Thank you, Mary Louise.
Lay out first how you made these links. You were combing through publicly available records, also combing through photographs, doing what, just trying to match face to face?
Yeah, we were doing that, matching names, trying to find social media profiles, finding email addresses and phone numbers that were related to these people through phone databases that allow us to see how their phone numbers are saved in various different apps. And then, you know, link using those email addresses and phone records, finding social profiles that are registered using those numbers and addresses, looking at the biographical details that are that those people shared. And then we also, you know, we had information that several of the men were in the Royal Guard. And so we retraced Mohammed bin Salman's movements over the past year or two and scanned like lots of archival reports.
Lots of archival reports and lots of archival photos. You published several of those photos of one of the 15 men who appears to be a frequent travel companion of the Crown Prince. Who is he?
That's right, Maher Mutreb. I mean, he worked in London in 2007 as an intelligence officer for the ambassador there. We understand from WikiLeaks information published by the Washington Post as well that he underwent training as an intelligence officer and as a security officer.
He's been photographed at the prince's side on visits this year to the U.S., to Houston, to Boston, to the U.N. General Assembly. I mean, that was just 3 weeks ago.
That's right. I mean, he's on his shoulder at all of these places as, you know, the Crown Prince was going on this tour of the U.S. courting business and government leaders. And he's there disembarking the airplane with him. He's sitting standing in the United Nations. He's in Houston in a neighborhood that was devastated by floods as the Saudis.
There's no denying these two know each other is what
absolutely
you're telling
me. Absolutely no denying.
You've also identified a forensic doctor who specializes in autopsies. This is another person who Turkish officials say was part of this hit squad. The presence of a forensic doctor who specializes in autopsies, that would make it awfully hard to deny that there was lethal intent from the beginning of this operation, right?
At least medical supervision for whatever was about to unfold. I mean, the connections of several of these guys, including this doctor who works at a really high level in the ministry, the Interior Ministry, you know, it's hard to dispel that this was anything but a premeditated interception of Mr. Khashoggi. The links to the highest levels of government are evident when we, piece all of the information that we have on these 15 men together.
As you have gone through and tried to piece this information together, are you confident that you have established a direct link between the 15 men who the Turks say were at the consulate that day and the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia?
There's no question that he knows some of those men, given his close relationship to them. The Post also named a second member of the detail who we have information for that corroborates that. The fact that there are so many senior level government officials involved in that journey, and that they went in on government chartered planes, just makes it look like it's orchestrated.
Maliki Brown, he's a writer for the New York Times. Thanks so much.
Thank you.